6A. Speaker 1.
I'd been longing to visit such a mystical sight. You know, the huge stones, the dramatic setting. But I was really disappointed when I got there. You can't get that near. There is a fence all around them. They're not nearly as big as you think they are from the photos. And on top of all that, you have to pay an entrance fee when there isn't even a museum or anything like that.
Speaker 2.
I thought we'd go as a treat for my son for his 5th birthday. We were expecting to see a wide range of animals living in a natural habitat with plenty of interesting information about them. Instead, what we found was a shabby mishmash of rundown and sometimes abandoned cages crammed into a tiny corner of Regent's Park. We couldn't get out fast enough.
Speaker 3.
We'd planned a family day out without realising that it was going to cost us an absolute fortune if we paid on the door. It would have been much cheaper to book online, but we didn't know that was an option. Apart from that, when we got there, the staff were rude, the queues were a nightmare, and the rides were pretty mediocre, if you ask me.
Speaker 4.
I'd seen the towers and battlements from the train, so, as I like historic buildings, I decided to visit it. It's supposed to be Britain's greatest medieval experience, but I have to say that for me, it seemed like a Hollywood film set, and it was all a bit surreal. There was even this really strange waxwork figure of the young Winston Churchill, who apparently might have visited at some time.
Speaker 5.
It's called the Premier Visitor Attraction on the island, but nobody tells you that you can't get anywhere near it. You have to leave your car and then you go on a mile-long walk along a road and then a crumbling path over the cliffs, which I thought was quite dangerous. And then you eventually get to a fence where not more than 4 people at a time can stand and get a glimpse. Waste of time, I'd say.